91.3 KXCI Tucson. It's Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit and talk about what they're working on in school, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Connor Kerwin. Hi, Connor.
Hi.
Connor attends the University of Arizona. He's studying neuroscience and cognitive science and molecular and cellular biology. What are you doing in school?
So I think the brain is really amazing, the fact that this central organ has so much control over so much of the body. So I figured by one, studying neuroscience, that's self-explanatory, how I can explore my interest in the brain, but also combine it with molecular and cellular biology, I can kind of understand some of the mechanisms and pathways of the brain and kind of relate that to how it interacts with other systems of the body.
Oh, yes. Neuropathways. Tell us about them.
So they're very complex circuits, in a sense, where you have tons of neurons communicating with each other, firing responses back and forth, and to whatever neuron it kind of goes to, it sends a different response into the spinal cord, which then communicates with muscles, which can either lead to movement, vocal inflections, pretty much anything you can kind of imagine.
So are you working in a lab?
This past summer, through the Hubert program, I joined Dr. Lalitha Madhavan's lab of stem cell research and neurodegeneration. She specifically looks at Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease is the second most common neurodegenerative disorder and affects over 2% of the aging population. I personally sought to join this lab because, in addition to my personal interest, I also have a familial side as well, because Parkinson's disease actually runs in my dad's side of the family. So my grandpa already has it. My dad has now started developing it, and I'm also at risk as well. So I kind of have that like personal drive to also figure out what's going on.
Yeah, to understand it too.
Yeah, which I've learned is a very complex system, and I now understand why there still is yet to be a cure. But I'm hoping with some of the steps I'm taking in the lab that I'll be part of that contribution that leads to benefiting society at large and hopefully finding a cure and eventually preventing the disease altogether. Yeah.
So how long are you going to be studying this? What are your plans for the future?
That I'm still trying to figure out. I really like the work I do. Being a PI is a big responsibility. So I might look at industry as a way to kind of continue my work, but not necessarily be bound by the same restraints, because I won't have to be forced with dealing with all these aspects of it all at once. And then on a random side note, I've also started thinking about pharmacology as well. I feel like it might be cool to explore biochemical modifications you can do with neuropharmacology and kind of see if you can develop drugs that could help combat some of these symptoms.
Hey, Connor, do you ever listen to music?
I listen to music all the time.
Ah.
Yeah. Almost every day.
What kind of music gets your neural pathways firing?
As cheesy as it is, sometimes I do like listening to classical piano. So that includes Beethoven or Chopin. Mostly I like listening to alternative music. I like Coldplay. I love Florence and the Machine. Walk the Moon. They're the band I always go running to. Music is very empowering. And I always have headphones on anytime that I can.
I hear that coming. Hey, thank you so much for coming by the station.
Yeah, thanks so much.
It's been really fun.
Thank you so much.